You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you. And the reason for this is that if you've done some detective work and you've done some reflection, then that probably means that you're now aware of a whole load of information in front of you. And maybe you're not quite sure what to do with that information. So that's what we're going to talk about today. What sort of information might you have laid out in front of you?
Well, I suppose there's going to be things that you've been taught, isn't there? There's going to be things that you've learned while you're driving, which in turn relates to your experiences. So while you're driving, or even before you start to drive, what experiences have you had there? And I suppose you're also going to have those emotions or those beliefs about driving, and they can come from various different angles. In the past, mum and dad, or brothers, sisters, or friends, or even things that you've just heard along the way.
Yeah, and sometimes even some of those beliefs about driving might come from your beliefs about something completely unrelated. So, for example, how you did at school, or how you did at sport, or the things that your family and friends say about you as a person might have transferred over into driving. So some of those beliefs might just be a transference from something else. They might not be about driving, but it might be that you think, oh, well, I'm really clumsy. Everyone says how clumsy I am, so I'm going to be clumsy in my driving as well. So there's those sorts of beliefs as well.
Yeah, and, you know, you might not have been very good at tests at school, but the driving test is not really like some of the tests that you do at school. It's completely different. It is about finding out that information and just having a look at that new information that you can get through doing that bit of detective work about what you are thinking and what you're feeling, and then reflecting and gaining new information. I suppose that's what we're going to talk on today, isn't it?
Yeah, and you almost need to take that information and almost sort it into piles. So what is the valid information? What's valid? What's correct? Put that in that pile. Great, you're going to stick with that. But also maybe have a pile of information about things that are incorrect or maybe need challenging. And also have a look at information that might have been correct at the time that you stored it in your memory, in your data banks, but maybe that needs updating now. So maybe you're a different person now to how you were when you first stored that thought or belief or that piece of information.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. You need to, I suppose, file it away, but then use that information. File it, it goes in that pile, or that pile. And then how can I now look through that new information I've got and come up with a new story?
Yeah, and create an action plan around updating, validating your information so that actually all the information you've got stored in your data banks, in your mind, about driving is up to date, correct, valid.
Yeah.
And that way it won't be interfering with your confidence.
No, because that's what this is all about. What causes us to have a lack of confidence? And it's normally not really the actual driving itself. It's normally our thoughts, our experiences, or what we've been taught or learnt in driving. And we're going to be looking at, where does that information come from?
I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm Journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts, and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.